Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we are joined by our school district officials here, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, joining us here via Zoom, Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've got Katrina Lewison, school board member, joining us as well. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, everyone.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. As we were talking here just before the program, we made it to the month of May, and this is the last, I guess, the last In Focus we'll have with the school district before the end of the school year, Dr. Wade.
I didn't think about it that way. I forgot that the next board meeting is going to be after school's out. That's right.
Yeah. Well, given all that you've experienced here this year, I mean, to be here at this point with, well, we're in the single digits of days left, how accomplished do you feel here with all that the teachers have done and all the staff and everyone else?
Well, appreciative is the word that comes to my mind, that we have been through a lot this year, and it's taken everybody working together for us to make it through. There's been some bumps along the way, but overall, you know, I'm really impressed with the fact that people have banded together. They've tried, for the most part, tried to do the right thing. Sometimes it wasn't always clear what that would be, but people have shown, as Carla Hagemeister talked about, grace along the way. And we've tried to make the most informed decisions we could with taking CDC guidelines, state guidelines, applying them to our situation, and really following our Riley County Health Department and the medical experts about best practice in the schools. So it's not just following what people are saying to do or trying to follow it. It's people working hard to make it work when we had remote students, other situations, and just, you know, pleased and proud of everything that's been accomplished despite the challenges of COVID. It could have been better. It wasn't perfect, but I feel good about what we've done.
Yeah. How about you, Katrina? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I want to echo all of the things that Dr. Wade just said, but I also want to add on that I am very appreciative for Dr. Wade and the other administrators for their leadership, because this has been an unprecedented year, and there have been many tough decisions, and they tried their hardest to make things as consistent as possible and as clear as possible as we put out guidance, and to not have back and forth shifting and to just put out how we were going to do school and try to stay the course that way so that families could respond. The other people I would really give a shout out to are our teachers and other staff who truly tried to roll with the punches. And there were a lot of punches that came their way this year. It showed me how resilient our teachers and our staff are, and how much they care deeply about this profession that they do of educating our youngsters. This was something that no one could have planned for. The last group I want to give a shout out to is parents and families, because this has been a tough year as we did synchronous and asynchronous learning. Parents had to really figure out different ways of being partners and educating their children. So I'm excited for this year to come to a close, this school year, and for everyone to be able to catch their breath a bit over the summer.
I'd like to add too that it's not just, I was mentioning COVID, but I'm pleased with the fact that we've been able to continue doing some other things, a lot of other things in the district that we needed to do, that we're still making the movement of the sixth graders up to the middle school. Progress, definitely progress with early learning, all the construction projects we continue to move forward with all these other things, the other aspects of educating students and conducting business while dealing with COVID. So I want to remind people that we've got that much done this year as well.
That's a good point. I almost forgot about that. The sixth graders are about to transition to the middle schools, which means my daughter, who's going to be in fifth grade, is going to be at the top of the top of the chain there at Marla Elementary.
That's right.
Yes, that might be a challenge for you, Brandon.
yeah, probably so. But, you know, that's all good points there. And, you know, I imagine going forward, there's still maybe discussions about what's going to maybe carry over here that worked well into next year and maybe even into summer school. Is that fair to say?
Yes, the need for social emotional. We were working on social emotional areas prior to COVID. You know, I think those needs have been increased. Well, we know they have during COVID. The academic focus, the use of technology, the appropriate use of technology for instruction and communication, other things. We learned a lot through COVID about that. So the use of Zoom, but I know that we will continue to, regardless of what happens with COVID, that we'll continue to use Zoom for some of our meetings as a district because of the efficiency and allowing administrators and staff to stay in their buildings when they need to. So we're going to continue to talk about the things we've learned and how we can apply it in the future, whichever direction we end up going.
All right, very good. Well, I know you have some announcements here. It's a busy time of year with school wrapping up, and Dr. Wade, I'll let you jump into those announcements if you'd like.
Okay. Well, first, Friday, May 14th is the last day of school for USD 383, and it is going to be a full day of school, so that'd be not this Friday, but the following Friday. That's also a big day. It's MHS graduation, that it begins at 7:30 p.m. It's at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And each graduate's going to have 8 tickets for their family and friends to attend that event. It's not open to the public, but it's going to be shown on the USD 383 YouTube channel. And as of today, we've got 450 graduates for the class of 2021. And then we've also got 13 students that we know of from the class of 2020 who graduated that are going to go through the graduation ceremonies this year. And summer meals, we've had people asking about that we are going to be able to offer the free summer meals again this year to any children between the ages of 1 and 18. Really go to our website, usd383.org, for the information about that, or you could also check out our social media channels. You could also contact our child nutrition department. That number is 785-587-2851. There's a lot of information out there about the free summer meals. We want people to take advantage of that. And then, hard to believe, but already doing planning for next school year, and the first day of school for next year would be August 18th. Oh, and I just remembered this very important thing. This is Teacher Appreciation Week. So definitely want to follow up on what Katrina was saying. You know, shout out a big thank you to all of our teachers for everything they do, not just with COVID, but all the things they do to give to the students, their colleagues, the families, the community. So thank you for them, that they really do make such a huge difference for all of us. And it's also Nurse Appreciation Week. Again, with COVID, prior to COVID, you know, and during COVID, the nurses have been great about taking care of our students and staff and families. So this year they've really gone above and beyond, even more than usual. So, you know, if you get a chance, thank the teachers, thank the nurses. We greatly appreciate everything they do. And I think that's it for the announcements.
All right.
Oh, you know what, Brandon, let me add one more.
Sure.
Because COVID's still out there. I mean, I know people know that, but we still want people to remain vigilant about wearing the masks. And I know we go over it and over it every time, but continue to wear the masks in all 383 buildings and on our grounds. You know, wash and sanitize your hands, practice social distancing, stay home when you're sick. And really the big message right now is get vaccinated. You know, whenever provided that opportunity, we strongly encourage people to get vaccinated. So just want to keep that message out there as long as we can.
Yeah. And Katrina, I know we were talking a little bit before the show started here about the possibility of younger students being able to get vaccinated if that opens up here, and kind of what USD 383 is monitoring with that.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be watching the national news and, of course, the guidance from the CDC on when those vaccines will be available. I believe the latest news is that they're determining whether or not those vaccines can be given down to the age of 12 years old. So I'll be anxious to see what that guidance is. And of course, we'll continue locally to take guidance from our health department. And I'll tell you what, when those vaccines are available, I know my kids will be some of the first in line, because I think that that's one of the best ways that we can continue to protect our own community and keep kids in school and keep families healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I'm curious, Dr. Wade, and you may have this, you may not. Do you have any data on how many district employees have been vaccinated there at the school district?
I believe it's in the mid 80% of the last I heard, this has been a while back, was about 85% of our people eligible to get vaccinated have.
All right.
So I think at this point, probably, I mean, we're going to continue to get the message out whenever there's opportunities to get vaccinated for people to do that. I think any of the staff members who want to get vaccinated have probably had an opportunity to do so, but we're going to keep encouraging them to, so we can get that number even higher.
And I'll just add on to that, that I know that some people are sometimes afraid to get a vaccination. You know, there's the news that says, well, goodness, that it hit me hard and I didn't feel good afterwards. Well, that's our immune system's response to that vaccine, and it's working. And, you know, even myself, when I got my second shot, I didn't feel good for a good 24 hours. And I knew that that was a small price to pay for that protection so that I didn't get COVID. And didn't ever won't have the lasting effects that could come from getting COVID. So I'm very happy to have the protection, and anyone that's afraid of getting that vaccine, I'd encourage you to, you know, contact the health department and understand more about it, because this is going to be the best way for our community to stay protected and to overall stay healthy.
Yep. Yes. That's what my doctor told me too. So, it's good to hear that message coming from everybody here in the public, and it's a shared message here throughout the community. Let's take a break.
Brandon?
Oh, yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll wait on this thought.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll hold that thought here and more with Dr. Wade and Katrina Lewison here on In Focus after these words.